This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Next time you find yourself at a karaoke bar, let me suggest a song. Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. The reason? It's got whistling in it, so you'll sound better. Because new research out in the journal Royal Society Open Science says it's easier to accurately whistle a melody than it is to sing it.
And this is a bit of a surprise because, I mean, we spend all day using our voices. Most of the time it's for speech, but we do all kinds of really subtle and interesting things with speech.
Michelle Bellick is a neuroscientist at the Holland Bloorview Kids Rehabilitation Hospital in Ontario, Canada.
So as I'm speaking now, I'm placing emphasis on certain words or stress on certain syllables. You can tell that I'm making a statement rather than asking a question by the inflection of my voice. And so these are all very subtle uses of the voice that we have tons and tons of practice with, much more so probably than whistling. And yet, people were a little better with the whistle.
For the study, Bellick and his team asked 28 undergrads with varying levels of music and singing experience to imitate a melody like this. By either whistling or singing.
La, la, la.
And the singing was more consistently out of tune, regardless of musical level. Michelle's theory on that?
So what I think is going on here is, even though we don't practice whistling quite so much, we have a much longer evolutionary history of having really fine-grained control over the muscles of the lips. Whereas control of the larynx is mostly evolved after humans split from other primates.
So next time you feel like you're really nailing that rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody, just imagine how good you'd sound if you whistled. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.